With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Former President Trump holding a rally tonight instead of participating in the third Republican debate. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Once again, Trump is skipping the debate, and once again, he's scheduled an event to compete with the debate. 1 hour before his GOP rivals take the stage in downtown Miami this evening, he'll hold a stadium rally in Hialeah, about a half hour away. The former president has repeatedly said he sees no point in participating in the primary debates, given his commanding lead in the race. Greg Clugston, Miami.
Also at SRNNews.com, Virginia Republicans hope to retain the majority in the House of Delegates and flip the state Senate in their control in Tuesday's election. But reporter Anne Marie Morgan says Democrats have apparently won both houses of Virginia's General Assembly by a narrow margin.
Virginia polls indicate that Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin is more popular than Democratic President Joe Biden, but that did not swing the state elections. As of early this morning, Democrats have won majorities, 21 of 40 state Senate seats and 51 of 100 House of Delegates seats. The vote margins are so razor thin in some districts that recounts are inevitable. But Democrats vow to be a blue brick wall that stops Youngkin's conservative agenda. Anne Marie Morgan reporting.
Mississippi Republican Governor Tate Reeves has won a second term. He defeated Democrat Brandon Presley on Tuesday. Republicans have held the governorship the past 20 years in Mississippi. Ohio voters approving a constitutional amendment that guarantees the right to abortion and other forms of reproductive health care. The outcome of Tuesday's intense off-year election was a blow to pro-lifers. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 52, or down 52 points now, and the NASDAQ losing 20. This is SRN News. International Christian Concern is out with its 2023 list of the world's worst persecutors.
The report includes 10 oppressive countries, 6 entities, and 5 individuals. The countries include North Korea, Iran, India, and Azerbaijan. The entities are groups like the Fulani of Nigeria and Al-Shabaab. And the individuals include President Erdogan of Turkey, Xi Jinping of China, and Kim Jong-un of North Korea. The ICC says the list is an effort to shed light on what our persecuted brothers and sisters experience in the dark and what they endure to live out the faith they've chosen. Keith Peters, SRN News.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom calling for reform in Sri Lanka. The commission says the government must amend or repeal current discriminatory policies and legislation to allow for greater religious freedom for Christian, Hindu, and Muslim communities. This is SRN News. GM's Cruise Autonomous Vehicle Unit recalling all 950 of its cars to update its software after one dragged a pedestrian to the side of a San Francisco street last month.
The company says with the updated software, Cruise vehicles will remain stationary in similar cases. The October 2nd crash forced Cruise to suspend driverless operations nationwide after California regulators found its cars were a safety hazard. The California Department of Motor Vehicles revoked the license for Cruise, which was transporting passengers without human drivers throughout San Francisco.
Correspondent Jeremy House. In the crash, a human-driven vehicle hit a pedestrian, pushing them in front of the Cruise autonomous vehicle. The U.S. Geological Survey reporting a 5.3 magnitude earthquake in a sparsely populated county in West Texas, in Loving County. There were no reports of damage or injury. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.